Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
And welcome to The Mental Spa. Thanks very much for taking the time out to listen and download the podcast. I'm Emma Clark, voiceover extraordinaire, and my partner in crime is the inimitable producer of legend, Dave Witt. Hello, David.
Struggled with the intro there, didn't you, Em?
Well, you know, struggled with everything, Dave. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Actually, I was trying to think of a way to describe you that wasn't offensive.
Thanks.
Mental Spa News.
Our news roundup. What have you been up to this week, David?
This week, only thing to really report is Emma getting locked in the shower.
Are you wanting to share this private moment with the listeners, David?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was naked and everything.
Well, I hope she was in the shower, otherwise she'd be a freak.
Well, so we've got the shower door, and the door opens out, but it opens into the toilet. So there's literally
nice.
Like a foot to get in and out.
Right.
And it's just a shocking door. So when you shut the door, there's no handle on the inside. It's just a panel of glass. So if you shut it shut and, you know, it wedges in the frame, you've got a real problem to get out.
God, it's like a glass coffin with water.
It is. And she was stuck in it for about 20 minutes yesterday.
Oh.
Because I was busy.
I bet she was shriveling.
Yeah, she was like a prune. But I didn't hear the screams of, David, get me out! I was.
Or did you?
I was busy.
What were you doing?
What do you want, Mo?
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. So, okay. Mine obviously has been a social whirl. You know.
Of course, you've been a man of celebrity and all that.
Oh yeah. I this week recorded lots of stuff for a fantastic new website. It is, for anybody who's interested in checking it out, www.asda-thebinks.co.uk, and it's an educational site for kids all about food. Hygiene and food safety, and it's top fun, and I've done all the voicing for it, the narration, and I've done various character voices, a little boy and a girl, and there's a teenage girl, and I'm also the voice of the evil bacteria called Stink. My little girl loves this site. She plays on it. You kind of have to zap the Stink character with this disinfectant. It's great. And she went to school the other day and she said, "My mummy is Stink the bacteria."
Oh.
Getting some funny looks in the playground.
So is that all launched now then? Because I haven't heard anything of that.
It is. It is. It's been what's known in the trade as a soft launch.
Right.
But yes, asda-thebinks.co.uk. Go and check it out. And new on the Mental Spa this week, we've got the outtake of the week, which is basically where me or one of my colleagues makes a complete arse of themselves on digital tape. This week, it's me trying to do a double-headed script with my friend and colleague Rich Sweetman, who shares my studio, and failing grimly. Pop in, drop by, nip in.
Nips out.
Can you tell from there? Pop in, drop by. I'm laughing. I'm laughing at
Shall
my
go
merchandise.
Outside?
No, 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 don't leave. Whether you're just coming in for soup or a bowl. Rich is leaving the room. He's that disgusted.
Sometimes
leaving the room.
You know you've got to go sometimes.
Whether you're just coming in for soup or a bowl of pasta, why not make it... I'm so sorry. Fuck it out.
Procrastinator's Corner.
The next part of the podcast is Procrastinator's Corner, where we talk about something that we've been putting off for the previous week or so. So, Emma, what have you been putting off this week?
I've not managed to go for a run.
Oh,
bit worried,
no.
Actually, because my run's on Sunday. And
is this Sunday?
It's actually Saturday. Shows how much attention I'm paying, doesn't it? No, it's Saturday. It's on Saturday that I'm doing this run. And, I've not had a chance to go out for various reasons. I won't bore you with.
Being a wife and a mother.
That's and a working mum too.
Working mum.
<Yeah. laughs> I do work.
You do, yeah.
Work my fingers, my mouth to the bone.
You're lucky that you get paid for what most mimin. What I can't even fucking say it. You're lucky that you get paid for I can't say it. What worse women? I can't fuck that. Oh, right. What is it? Dimmer of the week.
Dimmer of the week.
This week, my story, really, for Dimmer of the Week, is more than 4,000 children in China have been given the name Ayun. Pardon me if that's not the correct pronunciation. Meaning Olympic Games in the past 15 years.
No way. They're actually called Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Translated.
It says, the rise in popularity of the name is seen as a sign of support for the games being staged in August in Beijing. And officials charged with identity cards say that more than 92% of the 4,000 registered are boys. So
really?
I think that could catch on.
Unbelievable. I wonder, actually, if that trend kind of came over to the UK, what sporting fixture would you like to name your child after, David? Imagine.
The FA Cup.
Embassy World Darts Championship at the Lakeside.
Well, it's just cracker, isn't it? I mean, we get it in 2012. Do you reckon anything will...
The 2:30 at Haydock. Imagine the 2:30 at Haydock Clark. Imagine.
The quick fire round.
What's the favoured form of relaxation this week, Emma?
My favoured form of relaxation? Well, to be honest, you know, I haven't really had much time to relax. I mean, I hate to sound like a martyr, right? But I've been working like a bitch. Morning till night. As soon as I get up, right, I've got to sort out the laundry and sort out the kids and the breakfast and the dishwasher and God knows what else. Then I'm, after the school run, hurtle into the office, voicing all day, writing, sorting stuff out, phone calls, emails. Then I finish. Then it's tea. Then it's shopping. Then it's whatever activities the kids are doing. And then it's, oh my God, it's bed. And that's it. I don't really, I have not had much time to chill out this week.
Do you know what I think we need?
Go on.
I think we need suggestions for ways you can relax and fit it into your busy lifestyle.
Love it. Love it.
What do you think?
So, I'd like that.
So we need to
I'd like that very much.
Get some emails in at info@thementalspa.co.uk. And we'll see if we can relax the stressed Emma.
Thank you very much.
If you like.
How did you relax this week, Dave?
Eating, which is really beginning to piss me off. I'll be sat just watching the telly, and I'm always thinking what I can eat next.
Really?
And it's really, really annoying me, because it's not something healthy. Because we buy healthy
just
things.
Just bars of Trex.
No, we only buy healthy food now, really. So I get these yearnings for something filthy. Mm.
You want something naughty.
Yeah, I think I'm pregnant. Anyway, so what was this week's best conversation for you then, Em?
My best conversation clearly has to be with Mr. Dixon when he did an interview with me all about the mental spa, and I've seen a side of the man that I never knew existed.
I bet you were nervous. He's a big star.
He's huge. Huge star. But no, he was fantastic. And after we'd stopped recording, we carried on chatting.
Really?
It was interesting because we talked about how we both came into radio and how we both came to do this crazy job that is being a voiceover. And his story mirrored mine.
Really?
It's as if we're karmically linked.
Was he discovered in a crowded room?
No, he wasn't. And neither was I.
No.
But it was a fantastic conversation. Enjoyed it very much. How about yours?
Mine's a little bit different to yours. We had my grandma around for Sunday lunch. She's 94, bless her. And she asked if we had any Vicks Vapor Rub at the table while we were having us lamb. While we were sat at the dinner table, so we thought that's a bit odd.
Did you have a bad chest?
Yeah, do you not want salt?
Mint sauce?
So we said, oh, why? What's wrong? You got a cold or something? You know, are you ill? And she said, no, I like to rub it on my face.
Oh.
I mean,
bless her.
So I said to her, I said, why do you like to put it on your face? She said, I like the way it feels. What? You like the way Vicks Vapor Rub feels on your face?
Now, let's just qualify this. Is she of sound mind?
Pretty much.
I think you have very good reason to be scared.
Yeah, she... It's crackers, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never liked Vicks Vapor Rub.
The Mental Spa. A mud wrap for your mind. With Emma Clark and Dave Witts.
What's your best snack of the week, then, Em?
Best snack of the week, granola bars every time.
What's a granola bar?
It's kind of, it's oats, seeds, almondy,
like a tracker.
Honey. seedy goodness. Yeah, basically. Yeah. Crunchy, though.
Mm.
Lovely, lovely.
If granola would like to send any examples of granola
free samples, that'd be wonderful. Hey. How about you?
It's Apple Smith Grannies. It's Granny Smith's apples for me, Em. They're a bit of a vice of mine at the minute. You know, I was on about snacking earlier.
Yeah.
The only thing we've got that's relatively sweet in the whole house is an apple.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sad, Dave.
I don't know. All right.
I personally can't live without chocolate. If I'm not within, like, a hand's reach of chocolate, I'll freak out.
How did you get on with the white bread week, anyway?
White bread week? Fine. Absolutely fine. I eschewed white bread for an entire week. Are you impressed?
I am. Did you have brown bread, then?
I did.
You had, like, a substitute. So you're not...
You're
getting weaned off it.
Gradually. I don't actually envisage a day when I'll be off bread, to be honest. Bread and potatoes, it's my Irish blood, you know. Mm. I can't do without it. I love it.
Yeah, well, we eat brown bread, you know, because we buy healthy things. And I love going home sometimes because my mum always has Warburton's white bread in.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's amazing.
See, I make my own bread as well.
Oh, God.
But the downside, right, of making your own bread when you come downstairs in the morning when you've set the timer and you come downstairs to a lovely aroma of freshly baked bread is you want to eat it, which, you know, when you're meant to be doing a charity run, it's not really the best thing to do, really.
It's not, is it?
It's not. It's not. It's cruel that bread is so ace and smells beautiful as well. So, and yeah. No, I did well. I did well to avoid white bread.
So are you back on it now?
No, yes. Well, you know, I might slip occasionally. Right, what was this week's moment of peak attractiveness for you, Dave?
Peak attractiveness? Well, can we say unattractiveness this week?
But I'm with you there, yeah. Because that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, it was, you know, I was peeling last week on my face and stuff.
Oh, you had sunburn, didn't you?
Yeah, I thought it all subsided on my face and my nose fell off, which is almost back to normal now.
It's, really?
It's getting there, yeah. But my mum stood over me whilst I was at her house, whilst my grandma was having tea there. And she said, "Dave, you've got dandruff." I was like, "Oh my God." I was horrified because there's nothing worse than sitting next to someone on the train, for example, that's got a ridiculous amount of snow on the shoulders. So, yeah, I rubbed my head and I was peeling from the skull.
Oh.
It was gross.
It's not nice, is it, that?
It's not nice.
So black shirt's a big no-no for you this week?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah,
cool.
Topless.
Nice, picturing you now. My moment this week of peak attractiveness, well, like you, David, frankly, I haven't had one. I look a right dog, need a haircut. And depressingly, I rather think that the moment of peak attractiveness for me was probably when I was in the dark.
Oh, Emma. You see, I think we can link a couple here. I think we can link you to a relaxing time where you could just go to the spa of life, if you like, or go to a hairdresser's, maybe not a spa of life, and get a haircut. I think that's a real treat for a chick.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I think I need to address this.
Well, I'm sure you don't look that bad.
Trust me. It ain't great.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Well, the thing you see with doing this job as well is that I very rarely get to see anyone else. I mean, I don't really see Rich Sweetman, really. Bless him.
So you've only got him to impress.
I've only got him to impress, and frankly, he doesn't want me to impress him anyway. Do you know what I mean? And unfortunately, you know, I sit in here all day with my headphones on, and I end up with a kind of invisible Alice band across the top of my head and flat hair at the side where my headphones have touched my face.
I get that.
Do you know
that.
What I mean? It's not a good look.
People think you look a complete dickhead when you've got earphone marks over your
around
the rims of your hair.
Occupational hazard.
Yeah.
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
So what's your resolution for the coming week then, Dave?
My resolution for the coming week, I'm afraid, is to stop watching Big Brother. I've been sucked in.
Have you?
Yeah, at an early stage. It's not normally... I don't normally get sucked in this early. I normally get sucked in when there's about six or seven left, because it becomes more interesting then, I think. Yeah, so I've got... There's just nothing on telly. I mean, I suppose we could sit down and chat and stuff, but that don't work.
Yeah, you might have to talk then.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that. I want to sit down, watch Big Brother, and think about what I can eat next.
Just shut her in the shower, see what happens.
Yeah.
My resolution for the week, I've got to do something about the hair, I think. It occurred to me, actually, because, you know, women go through this. I'm kind of thinking about growing my hair, possibly. And, you know, I'm at that state, it looks silly. I look like I'm wearing a very bad hat at the moment. And it struck me that if I actually grow it, I might end up looking like Justin Lee Collins, who's a UK comedian, right? Without the beard, obviously.
I don't know.
Because I've got enormous hair. I've got very, very thick hair and it needs thinning every time I go and have it done. But it's getting beyond control. My hair, right, when it reaches a point when it's kind of doing its growing thing, it kind of goes swing out the sides and takes on a buffalo stance. And it's then that not only do I have a bit of a resemblance to Justin Lee Collins, I also have a distinct look of Camilla Parker Bowles.
I don't know why that is. You know, when you have the period between short and long hair, or yeah, you're growing it, why do you have to look like an idiot?
It's the hair hinterland of doom, isn't it?
It is. Do you think it's like you just think you're like an idiot and everyone else thinks you don't look like an idiot?
No, people tell me I look an idiot,
don't
worry.
All right, that's all right then.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.
And we've had some emails sent this week, haven't we, Em?
We have indeed. The listeners are seizing their right to reply. We've had some interesting thoughts, really, from Eddie DeLag in Stockport. Thanks, Eddie. Maybe other listeners might want to respond to these intriguing questions. He's asked us, what's your favourite office stationery? What's yours, Dave?
I think it has to be the pencil with a rubber on the end.
Yep.
To erase those mistakes.
Interesting question.
What about yours?
Also, what coffee are you?
What coffee? Black.
Yeah.
Definitely black. Nescafe. Oh, yeah. Instant.
I'm decaf latte.
Oh,
wet.
Decaf latte. You know, one of those
boring
people that goes into a coffee shop and asks for a triple chocolate whip walnut jizz thing? You know, they'll stand there and they know every coffee inside out.
I know. You see, I, unfortunately, I'm not brave enough, really, to experiment.
I'm not either.
So, really, in answer to Eddie's question, Dave, what coffee are you? You're the cheap one, aren't you?
Well, yeah, instant, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Other interesting question that I've had in this week is, do snails have gastropodcasts? Like that one very much. Always a fan of a pun. And also this week, I had an email from a bloke in Brazil, right? Asking this fantastic...
Brazil?
Oh, yeah, Nate, worldwide, mate. Worldwide fan base we've got already. This chap emailed in asking me to, I love this, he said, defend what I'm wearing. Now, I think that he meant describe. But because he didn't actually ask me to defend it, here goes, right? Well, I'm wearing some jeans, right, that they're kind of like boot cut because I thought that they might kind of like offset my hips. I've got like a grey T-shirt on at the moment, which it's not too clingy. That's why I've chosen to wear it today, and it's quite warm. And I'm wearing a green kind of hoodie type thing on top that actually coordinates well with my jewellery and accessories and shoes.
Have you got a pearl necklace on today, Em?
Are you offering to give me one, David?
No, you often do. I can often hear you jangling.
No, I actually haven't. I can jangle my earrings for you. Sometimes I have to take my earrings off during sessions.
Oh, really?
There we go.
Can you not do with the jingle?
There's my earrings. But yes, I'm a big fan of the accessory because I feel that it draws the eye away from physical faults. So there we go. I've defended what I'm wearing today for the man in Brazil. So I hope that's answered his question. Thank you very much, all our listeners, for tuning in to this week's podcast. Please do email us any suggestions, feedback, whatever you've got, household tips. We had one in this week about how to use a coat hanger, which I've chosen not to read out for reasons of good taste and decency. Please email us at info@thementalspa.co.uk and do listen next week as well.
This week's underrated song from yesteryear is Robert Palmer, Simply Irresistible.
Just like yourself, Dave.
Absolutely, with my flaky hair and your terrible hair.
Thank you very much.
Together we are Simply Irresistible.
Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Bye. How can it be permissible? She compromised my principle. Yeah, yeah. That kind of love is mythical. She's anything but typical. She's a crazy, you don't know it. She's a powerful force. You're a blast to conform.
If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed. Simply irresistible, and there's no telling where.